Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Do You Suffer from Guitar? I climb the stairs, I never knock, 'cause nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue. I am so blue.
Good boy, very good, that, very good.
Now, right, Alfie. I've sung you the words, so now you know what they are.
I told you, Daniel, before you started. Listen. Me and my shadow strolling down the avenue.
Alfie!
Me and my shadow.
Hey, Engelbert Humpy Duck! For heaven's sake, shut up and let your shadow do the singing.
Well, I tell you what, let's do the bit where we sing together.
Right. I sing first, then you sing second. I sing me, then you sing me. I sing and then you sing and. I sing my, and then you sing my.
I know, it's like an echo. Come on, then, now, let's try it.
Right. I sing first, after two. One, two.
Me and my shadow.
No, I sing first, you come after. Look, I'll do both of us to show you. Right, here. Me, and my shadow. Right, now, have we got it?
Yes.
Right, one, two.
Me and my shadow.
Oh, shut up, you're doing it all wrong again.
Well, it's not easy going second.
Right, I'll sing second and you go first.
Yes, that's better.
Right, after two. One, two.
Me and my shadow strolling down the avenue.
Ooh, I wish you'd stroll down to a good singing teacher.
Look, I'm doing my best, so stop grumbling.
No. What's going on here?
It's Long John Baldyhead here. We're trying to sing Me and My Shadow, one after the other. You remember, Grandad, we once saw Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra do it on the telly.
Oh, aye, that's right. Well, it's easy, that. One thing's after the other.
Right, Grandad. Let's show Alfie how it's done. After two. One, two.
Me and my shadow.
Jim, you're not doing it right.
It's you, Grandad. You were too slow. Oh, heck, if the Beatles had this trouble, no wonder they went to see that Indian fella, Yogi Bear.
Hey, I've just had a funny idea. Let's have two echoes instead of one.
What's he on about, Jim?
Well, there's three of us, one and two echoes.
Yeah, Alfie, good idea. Me first, you second, and me granddad third. Right, after two, five, six.
Me.
And my quartet. You first.
No, thank you. The neighbours have probably phoned the RSPCA already.
Could I have a word with you?
What is it, Susan? What have you got there?
It's some of my underwear.
Alfie, shut your eyes.
And you shut your mouth, Jimmy. Now, what's the matter, Susan?
Oh, these were only washed yesterday. I put them in the airing cupboard upstairs and now look at
them. They've got paint all over them.
No, that's not paint. It's varnish.
How do you know?
Well, tell him, Alfie.
Oh, me?
Me and my shadow
strolling down the avenue. Hey, have you done? Now, look, Mrs. Clitheroe, I've never even seen Susan's undies. Well, I have. But no, not when she's had them. No, I mean, not when she's been wet. Not when she's put them. But hasn't it gone out?
Yes, Alfie. Susan, fan him with your vest.
Shut up. Mother, it's obvious our Jimmy knows something about this.
You're right, Susan. Come on, son. Talk.
Well, I put my guitar in the airing cupboard to dry it after I'd varnished it.
You did what?
And where did you get the varnish from?
Out of your tool shed, Grandad.
What? You young villain.
I didn't know you had a guitar. Where did you get it from?
I bought it off Ozzy. It's the best bargain I've had off him since I bought his white mouse for a shilling.
I don't remember that. Where was the mouse a bargain?
Well, I brought it home, put it in the tool shed, and next morning there were six little ones there as well. I flogged them for a tanner each. Hey, if I put my guitar in the shed, do you think I'll get six little banjos?
Oh, don't be funny. What did you have to buy that thing for?
Oh, it's not just for myself, Mum. I bought it for all of us to enjoy.
Oh, I'm sure we're very grateful to you, Jim.
You won't talk like that, Grandad, when I'm singing at your pub.
Oh, you won't be singing in my pub. I'm very well liked at the Rose and Crown.
Look, when I do my folk singing in the smoke room, you'll be drinking free beer till your tonsils are floating.
Folk singing? You? Don't make me laugh.
No, make yourself laugh. Look in the mirror.
Don't be rude. And clear out. Go on. I'm going to lay the table.
Oh, where shall I practice?
Out in the street. Let the neighbours suffer as well.
Hey, come on, Alfie. We might be able to collect some money. They can give me sixpence a time to sing a song.
Yeah, I'll never pay that, the noise you make.
All right, then. They can give me sixpence a time to keep quiet. Right. Here's a good pitch. I'll sing here.
I'll give over. You can't sing in the street.
Can't I? Stand by to go around with a cap after I've given them my latest composition.
Oh, if they bibbly give over, you will get locked up.
Hey, Alfie, we'd get a big collection with this fella's cap.
Oh?
Mr. Higginbottom coming down the street. He's a right big head. Hey, hope he's coming over here.
Oh, there you are. I want a word with you, troublemaker.
Alfie, what does he want you for?
Oh, shut up. Take the notice of him, Mr. Big Head. Bottom, Big Bottom, Rigging. Same bottom.
Shut up, ferret face. Go home, you make the street look untidy.
You sound a bit annoyed about something, Mr. Higginbottom. Has your polo pony gone lame again?
That'll do. It's my Aussie.
Oh, I thought he was limping a bit. Have you had him to the vet?
One of these days, I'll do time for you. I'll belt you now if you don't watch it.
You want to be careful, because I've got my bodyguard with me, haven't I, Alfie?
Yes, yeah, Baba, I'm not your bodyguard.
Listen, Alfie, when I finish dumping you in that puddle, you'll look more like a mudguard.
Alfie, are you going to stand here and let him threaten you as well?
No, I'm not. I'm going home.
A good idea, Alfie. I'll come with you.
You won't. Come here, you little swindler.
Oh, take your mucky hands off me luggle.
Yeah, now there's no need for that, Mr. Higginbottom.
Listen, this young brat bought that guitar off my Aussie.
I know that.
And he's had it over a week.
I know that as well.
And he still hasn't paid Aussie any money for it.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Jimmy, you've no right to keep it a week and not pay for it.
Of course I have. I got it the same way you get a washing machine. 7 days free trial.
Look, you won't be able to use a guitar in hospital, so just hand over that 10 bob.
I'm not paying you now. Ozzy and me fixed the date when I was going to pay him.
I know. February the 29th.
Well, that's a long time away, Jimmy.
Longer than you think. There isn't a February the 29th till next leap year. 1972.
Well, what are you bothering me now for?
For the last time, hand over 10 bob.
I haven't gone... 10 bob, exactly. I'm just a bit short.
All right, I'm in early to get to the pub, so just hand over what you've got now, and I'll have the rest off you tomorrow.
Oh, all right, then. Here you are.
What's this?
Fourpence halfpenny. And before you go to the pub, I want a receipt.
Cool.
Cool.
anything for you?
Yes, leave home.
You do like your little joke, don't you? Are you washing your smalls?
Yes, again. I'm trying to get rid of the varnish.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Sue. I wouldn't have used it if I'd known it was going to upset you. Oh, but you are beautiful.
What are you after?
Nothing. I was just thinking how lucky I am to have such a lovely sister. You ought to be a beauty queen.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to crown you. I mean, I think so much about you. There's that many things I'd love to do to you, for you.
Well, just do one thing for me. Emigrate.
Now, don't be like that, Susan, or I'll slush... Or I won't sing the song I've written, especially for you.
What are you talking about?
It tells you how much I think of you. Listen. If I were a wealthy boy, I would buy you lots of joy. Some orchids white and pink, pyjamas made of mink. If I were a wealthy boy. But alas, I have no lolly, so I cannot make you jolly. But if I could tap you for a bob or two...
Get out! Get out!
Well, Susan, I'm serenading you.
You're annoying me as well. Go and beg for money off somebody else.
Oh, but it's me guitar. I only need 9 bob. I thought I'd sing for it.
As far as I'm concerned, you can whistle for it. Get out!
All right, stingy Sarah. I'll show you. I'll just have to go to the only person in the world who loves me. My mum. She'll help me. Because she's that wonderful and smashing. And I just think you're wonderful and smashing, Mum. And so pretty. I mean, you don't look like me, Mum. You look more like my sister.
Do I? Well, what's your problem, brother?
Oh, there is no problem, ma'am. I just want you to sit back while I serenade you.
Oh, no, not more singing. Oh, I must remember to put them down on my shopping list.
Put what down, ma'am?
Earplugs.
Ma'am, I'm not that bad. Look, I just want you to hear the song I've written, especially for you.
Oh, what is this song?
Well, it tells you just what I'd do for you if I could, because I think so much of you. Listen. If I were a wealthy boy, I would buy you lots of joy. A mansion down the grove, a silver-plated stove, if I were a wealthy boy. But alas, I have no lolly.
How much, son?
9 bob, ma'am.
Sorry, son, nothing doing.
Right, ma'am, sorry you've been troubled. The front door, ma'am. I'll answer it.
Oh, no, you won't. You're not pestering strangers. If it was the vicar, you'd probably offer to sing him a hymn. Dirt cheap.
I've got a price list for vicars, ma'am. 6 pence a psalm, an 1/2 an anthem, and I do the hallelujah chorus for Fortin's a bar.
Oh, he gets worse. Oh, hello, Alfie. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Oh, what a rush I've had. I got off work early to do some shopping for me. Mother had to go to the chemist and get some fish. Well, not from the chemist, that was aspirins, and I got to the bus stop just as the bus was leaving. You know, I ran 50 yards before it slowed down. I was able to jump on, then I had to jump off. It was the wrong bus. It's Susan coming out to play.
Pardon?
I mean, is Susan ready to come out?
She's in the bathroom, Alfie. Go in the room. I'm going upstairs. I'll tell her you're here. I think.
Hello, Alfie. You're just the mugger fella I've been waiting for.
Oh, am I?
Yep. Now, you know I always get me pocket money off you on a Saturday.
You're getting out of me.
Alfie.
You've had half a crown this week and you're getting no more. I don't care if you sit in the front room all evening watching me and Susan.
Who mentioned money?
Now, you said about pocket money.
Did I ask you for money?
No, but I thought
well,
you
don't
meant...
be so quick, then.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What did you want, then?
Can you lend me 9 bob?
See, I've just told you.
I'm only kidding, but I can see I'm wasting my time with you. Oh, you're too clever for me.
Ah, well, I should be, shouldn't I? I mean, you're only a boy.
And you're a girl.
Exactly. Don't be funny.
I meant a man. Still, I'll bet you're not clever enough to do the trick our teacher tried on us.
And what's that?
None of us could do it. And I bet you couldn't.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's a test of concentration, he said. I think. You have to give the same answer to 6 different questions. Whatever he asked you, he had to say a donkey.
Well, that's easy enough. And none of you could do it.
No, and I bet you can't. I'll bet you 9 bob.
Yeah, well, not. I don't mind taking a tanner off you, though.
Right, you're on. We'll start with a tanner and work up. I bet you 6 pence you can't say a donkey to 6 questions I ask you.
All right, but let's see your money. Now, yeah, there's mine.
Yeah, and there's mine. Right, from now on, you have to say a donkey to every question I ask you.
I know, I know.
Are you ready?
Yes.
That's a tanner you owe me. You didn't say a donkey.
Oh, you little cheat. We hadn't started.
We had. I said from now on.
All right. We'll start again. There's another tanner.
Right, from now on. Are you ready?
A donkey.
Oh, you were too quick for me that time, weren't you?
I was awake.
That's a shilling. I'm winning.
Come on, mate. Double or nothing. Now, there's another shilling. You won't catch me this time. Go on, start again.
Are you ready?
A donkey.
I didn't catch you then, did I?
A donkey.
What did you have for your Christmas dinner?
A donkey.
What does our Susan remind you of?
A donkey.
Ooh, I'll tell her she'll thump you. What was your father?
A donkey.
I won't ask what your mother was. Right, last question. Which would you rather have, a donkey or this shilling?
A donkey.
Right, I'll have the shilling then.
You say Susan's gone to the dentist, Jim?
Yeah, an hour ago.
I didn't know. Oh, has she got a toothache?
No, she had a pain in her big toe.
Now, don't be funny. She might have been going for a checkup to find out if there was anything wrong with her. Yeah, I go every 6 months.
Well, don't give up. They'll find a cure one day.
No, he said there was... Oh, shut up. Go and answer that phone and keep your mouth shut.
How shall I talk through me nose?
Mm-mm. All right, clever monkey. It might be the zoo saying they've got a cage for you.
Well, there will be one spare since you escaped. Hello.
Hello. Is that Clitheroe's?
Clitheroe's what?
House.
Bingo. Just hang on till I check your card, sir.
Oh, it's you. Troublemaker, is it? This is Mr. Higginbottom. I want to speak to your granddad, but I've a word I want to say to you first.
Well, if it's a rude one, I'm not supposed to listen.
It's about Ozzy. His guitar.
Has he? Well, tell him to put a towel over his head and sniff some crystals. That's what me grandad does.
Don't be clever with me. You owe to Ozzy 10 bob for that guitar. Have you got it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Someone gave it you, did it?
Yeah, I got it off Ozzy.
I'm talking about the money. You owe Ozzy 10 bob. Have you got it?
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Well, yes, I owe him 10 bob, and no, I haven't got it.
Well, I'll be round to collect that guitar at 4 o'clock, and there's as much of a scratch on it, you'll be wearing the G-string for a tie.
Very funny. Grandad was right about you being a comedian.
You said I was a comedian?
Well, sort of. He said when you sang in the pub, everybody laughed at you.
You're asking for the belt, my lad.
What's wrong, Mr. Higginbottom?
Never mind. I'll tell your granddad what I think about it. Tell him I want to speak to him now.
Oh, well, you can't speak to him straight away.
Oh, all right, I'll hang on.
Have you plenty of money on you, Mr. Higginbottom?
What for?
My granddad's at the Rose and Crown.
You stupid... Look, get that guitar in for 4 o'clock. I'll be round to sort you both out.
Mr. Higginbottom? Hello? The big ape. Well, I'm right in trouble now, Alfie.
Why, was it?
Horrible Iggy. Ozzy's dad.
What did he want?
Ozzy's money and my blood. Alfie, I need 5 bob to get
you... It's no use. Your mum said I haven't to lend you money.
I don't want you to lend me money. I want you to give it to me.
And I can't give it to you either. You've got to learn. If everybody got money given to them for nothing, they wouldn't work, and if nobody worked, the country would be ruined, and then nobody would have any money to give the ones who hadn't got any to start with, who were asking.
What time is the van calling for you?
Don't be so cheeky.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I only need another 5 bob. I've got 5 bob saved up.
Saved up? How did you get 5 bob?
Well, I got 2 bob off you. I pinched, I took back some of my granddad's empties and I got 2 bob off the vicar.
The vicar? Don't tell me he fell for that donkey trick.
Of course not. He's not that daft. Oh, sorry, Alfie. I mean, he doesn't like gambling. He told me mum last Saturday, he said, gambling is the pastime of the devil. Then he asked where my granddad was. I said, old Nick's in the front room checking his pools.
How did he get the 2 bob off him?
I found his dog for him. It had got out of the front gate and run down the road. It always does when it gets out.
Oh, well, that was fair enough. Still, you were lucky to see it.
Don't be daft. Who do you think opened the gate?
You little crook.
Anyway, you see, if you could let me have 5 bob for a...
You're getting nothing, I've told you.
All right, be cruel. You don't care that I'll lose the guitar and me grandad will smack me.
Well, will your grandad smack you?
Because Higginbottom will tell him I said it. Because he's bad-tempered, that's why.
Oh, talk daft.
You don't know him like I do. When he gets back from the Rose and Crown on Sunday afternoon, he's always cross. I think it's because they won't stay open till tea time.
Now, don't tell lies. Your grandad never gets cross when he's had a drink. Anyway, he only has one drink after lunch.
Yes, one barrel.
Now, look, don't be telling lies. I know your grandad.
Not like me, you don't. I'll bet I can tell you something about him you don't know. You don't see him on a Sunday afternoon.
All right, then. What is it?
I'll tell you. And if you don't believe me, I'll bet you 5 bob. No, 10 bob. I might as well make a profit. Oh, why don't you go in the living room and have a rest? Let Alfie talk to you and send you to sleep.
I'm drying the dishes.
Well, I'll do them, and I'll make you a cup of tea. You go and have a rest.
What's come over you?
Well, I was going to make a cup of tea for Alfie to keep him awake, and he's worn out. He's been breathing all day.
I'm back, Pat. Oh, hello, Jimmy.
I mean, you're a bit late, aren't you?
No, it's only 3:30.
Oh, half an hour to go before he arrives.
Before who arrives?
4 o'clock.
You said he. Who's coming at 4 o'clock?
Mr. Higginbottom to see me grandad. So, he said you'd better have a rest, grandad, before he comes.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, him being younger and fitter than you and stronger as well.
Higginbottom said that.
Well, he didn't actually say that, but...
That's what he meant. Well, he may be younger than me, but I've got more stamina than he'll ever have.
Oh, really, Father? Mr. Higginbottom's young enough to be your son.
Ooh, what a horrible thought.
Now, look, Pat, I'm a very fit man for my age.
Yeah, but you're not like Mr. Higginbottom. I mean, he can do exercises and all that.
I could do anything Higginbottom could do, and better.
Well, he did a trick at their house. I bet you couldn't do.
Oh, couldn't I? What was it?
Oh, all right, don't be silly, Father, now.
Yeah, you don't want to strain yourself, Grandad. I mean, not at your age.
Now, look, what did Higginbottom do?
Well, he got on the floor under the table, lay on his back and raised his legs up till they touched the edge of the table.
Well, what's difficult about that? Anybody could do it.
Yeah, but he had his legs straight and he held them up while I counted 10. Slowly.
Oh, I could do it till you counted 100. Never mind 10.
Go on, then, let's see you.
But now, that'll do, Jimmy. Your granddad's going to do no such thing.
Because he couldn't. I bet 1/2 crown he couldn't.
Right, my lad. I'm going to show you. Out of my way.
Oh, Father, don't be silly.
I'm going to teach this young scamp not to bet. 1/2 crown, you said. Have you got that much?
Yes, there it is.
Now, I lie on my back under the table, just like this.
Yeah, that's right. On your back.
Oh, this is stupid.
All right, Pat. Now, Jimmy, I raise my legs up like this.
That's it. Keep them straight. And I have to count 10.
Right. Off you go, then. Start counting.
Right. One. Two. Three. Alfie! Four. Five. Alfie!
What are you shouting Alfie for?
He's a witness. There are six. Seven. Eight.
Yeah, were you shouting? Oh, no. Oh, blooming heck.
What's the matter, Alfie?
Finish counting, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nine, ten, you're out.
You little twister. You little robber, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Robber? Well, he's robbed himself for once. Of half a crown.
You mean 10 bob off me?
What do you mean, Alfie? Jimmy bet his granddad half a crown he couldn't do that trick on the floor.
Yes, bub. I bet Alfie 10 bob that 5 minutes after me granddad got back from the Rosen crowd, he'd be flat on his back under the table.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
As you might have guessed, I paid Mr. Higginbottom the 10 shillings and me grandad half a crown. That left me with the guitar and half a crown for myself. I was laughing until I took the guitar in the Black Hand Gang den and started to play it. Ozzy said the strings were too tight, but as soon as I slackened them, the guitar fell to pieces. It was rotten. Then he told me he got it off the rag and bone man for 5 bob and sold it to me for 10. Aren't some people twisters? Get off!
Thank you.